Right. So how far back should you go to clean up your bookkeeping or your accounting as you kind of look to dive into 2024 and get the new year going, right? I mean, we find ourselves in a position, friends, where we haven't finished our books. We're trying to figure out, do I need to go back and do the whole year, or can I get away with just kind of booking everything at the end of the year here at December 31st? What does my tax guy want? What should I have at my disposal for running my business? That's going to be the kind of essence of this episode of Return on Podcast. And remember, we're still flying through this mini series called Mind Your Business. And guess what? We don't love minding our bookkeeping, but this is the time of year where it needs to get a little bit of our attention. And so I want to answer the how deep you should go with your bookkeeping cleanup or how far back. I'm going to really answer those two questions with the remainder of this video. Again, I'm Tyler Jeffcoat from Seller Accountant. Hope you guys enjoy the content. If you do, please, like, subscribe. It really helps us out as a channel as we're growing. Let's dive into answering these questions. It's time to maximize profitability and cash flow. It's time to learn habits and hacks from the best e-com CEOs. It's time for Return on Podcast with me, Tyler Jeffcoat. Answering these questions. Okay, so the first question I want to help you wrestle with is how far back should I go? Right? Should I just do the most recent year? Can I get away with starting fresh this year? What do I need to do? Let me just tell you how this plays out for our customers here at Seller Accountant. About 80% of our customers, when they come on board with us as an accounting firm, should just go back to the last tax filing, right? If you and I are sitting here talking in January of 2024, you probably filed your taxes at the end of 2022. And you've got that year, January of 2023, through current, that needs to be tightened down so that you're ready to file the taxes here in a couple of months. 80% of the time when we interact with a seller, that's what they need to do. They just need to go back and maybe the books are okay and they just need to be, tweaked or updated a little bit. Maybe they're really, really bad, or maybe they don't even exist. But for 80% of our clients, it's generally a one-year problem. For about 10% of our customers or folks that come across our path, they're going to be getting into due diligence, either because they're going to be trying to sell the business or they're going to be bringing on new investors. And if that's you, then you're going to have to consider whether you should go back an additional year, right? So again, think about this here. We're going into the beginning of 2024. We know we got to clean up 2023 because we're about to file those taxes. But now we're trying to decide, should we go ahead while we're in there, right? We're already on the operating table, so to speak. Should we go ahead and get 2022, bulletproof, ready to get through any level of due diligence? And the answer to that question is pretty simple. Am I going to be in an investor level due diligence sometime in the middle of 2024? In other words, I'm asking you the question, do you think you're going to sell your business this year? Or do you think you're going to have to go through a deeper level, like a larger SBA loan, a more sophisticated infusion of cash? Like, right, we're not talking about just attaching our Amazon account to one of these Amazon loans or one of these other lenders that does revenue. If you're having to get through real diligence with your company, boy, it's a lot easier to get through diligence with 24 complete months of bulletproof financials. And so again, if you're that 10% that are thinking, I'm going to market soon, spend a few extra $1,000 and get the entire, I promise you, the best ROI you could get is having great accounting. Yeah, so you can get through diligence without any issues. And then the remaining 10%, so 80% just need to do the past year. Yeah, roughly 10% are going to need to go ahead and do an additional year of cleanup so that they're bulletproof. The final 10th, these businesses are either so new or so simple, or there's just not a lot going on where it doesn't make sense to do any cleanup. Literally, you may just take that Amazon statement that is going to be sent to you at the end of the year, and you reconcile one account on the end of December, and then you just kind of start fresh doing it correct in the new year here in 2024. So again, that's kind of how the breakdown goes in terms of how far back to go. It really is an investor level decision. And then the second question I want to wrestle with you here for a minute is, how detailed should I be? I mean, right, I'm going to go back and clean up 2023. How much should I obsess about the little things? And I'm going to try to help you think about how I would think about this. So one is the who cares question. If I'm in a situation again where other people might care, and that's going to be because I'm going to have to get through SBA due diligence or another investor, something like that, if I'm going to be trying to sell my business, if other people are going to care about the details, and it's going to make me money, right? I can get a lower interest rate, or I'm going to be able to get a higher multiple when I sell the business, then I need to go ahead and just do each month correctly, detailed as I can, where I can defend my balance sheet each and every month. I was talking to a friend of mine who's, a prospective client here at Seller Accountant, that their tax guy just keeps filing the taxes every year and just correcting manually a big, huge six-figure error on this balance sheet. In other words, the books do not match the taxes. And they're at a point where that doesn't really make sense anymore. Does it make sense for you, right? Do you need to go ahead and get in there and correct it? Because if you were to ever be audited or ever to have to get through banking or investment banking or something like that, you can get through that diligence without problems. And then the second people who care should be you and me, as we're trying to run our 6, 7, 8-figure Amazon or e-commerce brands. How confident are you in the understanding of the performance of your brand? I can't tell you how many times that I talk to friends in the space who are like, Tyler, I know where my sales are going because I can look at my dashboard on Helium 10 or Seller Labs or Tecametrics or whatever I use. But understanding what my real profitability is eludes me. I'm uncomfortable, if I'm honest, Tyler, talking about my profitability. And if that's you, then you need to make sure that you go back and do your bookkeeping fairly detailed, fairly accurately each month of the past year, so that you actually understand, you have an answer to that question: did I make money last month? And then the other thing about why you and me might care is, how hard is it to manage your cash flow in your business? Was this past year kind of bumpy, where we had lots of, I might not make it, I'm not sure if I'm going to have enough cash to make this PO payment? If you're living a little bit closer to the margins, which, by the way, a lot of us are right now, then having really, really good bookkeeping from last year — I know this sounds crazy counterintuitive, and this is going to bring me to the last point I'm going to make with this episode here — is, why in the world would the historical data be so important for this year's forecast? And here's why. This e-commerce business is incredibly seasonal. Right? I'll give you an example from, like, I own an accounting firm, right? Because you guys care a lot about your accounting right before tax filings happen here. Seller Accountant will acquire a lot of customers, hopefully here, right, in January, February. Beginning of the year, we're going to be really hot. And if I were to just take those 2 months of data and build out my forecast for the rest of the year, I would really blow it, because I would think, well, geez, I'm going to triple this business this year. I couldn't possibly go wrong. And then I forget that, well, actually, July and November and about 2 other months are really, really slow months in the accounting world. So I don't need to go spend all that money yet. I don't need to go hire 17 people. I can't do it. I got to make sure that I have a forecast that's in line with my seasonality. You guys feel this too, right? I mean, you know, we may have a big Q4. Don't assume that it's going to start with where you were in December and that's going to be your forecast going next year. No, the only way you can truly understand whether you're happy with January's performance is if you understand what last January was. And if you've ever read any of Eric Ries' books, The Lean Startup, The Leader's Guide — those are two of my favorites — he talks about these leap of faith assumptions, right? When you and I are building out our hopes for the future of our business, we're going to make some assumptions. We're going to have to make some guesses. But we want those guesses to be as educated guesses, right? We want it to be an educated guess and not a wild guess. And the difference between an educated guess and a wild guess normally is, do I have good historical data that I can kind of do a sniff test, right? And make sure that my assumptions and my forecast make sense. So for that reason, again, I'm a big proponent, if your business is growing, certainly if you're above $500,000 a year in revenue here in the US, certainly if you're a 7 or 8-figure seller, having really quality historical data in your accounting that you can stress test. Now you have those dials and those instruments in front of you where you can really quickly determine whether you were on track or off track going into the new year. And that's really the only way to be able to run your business by the numbers, is to be able to see that year over year comparison. So for that reason, obviously, I'm a big fan of getting the accounting done on an accrual basis, done correctly, probably back to the last tax filing. And, you know, if that's something that is not in your wheelhouse, of course, just shameless plug here, Seller Accountant, that's what we do. This is our sweet spot. We would love to help you get things tightened down. Not too much detail, but just enough to get you through due diligence, just enough to make sure that your accounting is solid so that you can make the best forecasting and business decisions going into 2024. Happy New Year, everybody. Take care, everybody.